This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominee for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Lockdowns are lifted at two troubled Wisconsin state prisons. Green Bay and Waupun were locked down for several months. Four inmates died at Waupun during that time. Calls are growing to close the Green Bay prison. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To beef up security, the Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. They'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The scanners will be installed in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning, adding to the 5 scanners already in use. The systems act as walk-through metal detectors, and they aim to enhance safety by quickly scanning for weapons. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not-guilty plea for charges related to the death of Anthony Morales. Yesterday, that plea changed to guilty. Shelton was arrested 4 months after the incident after police matched evidence from the crime scene to his damaged vehicle. The 43-year-old Shelton will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 25 years in prison. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the closure of Roosevelt at the end of the next school year. Most of those students will instead be sent to Jerstedt Aggerholm the following year. The decision is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools in the district. The sexual assault case against the owner of a Kenosha County bar has been dismissed. The owner of the Kickstand Bar and Grill in Kenosha has been cleared of all charges. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally in West Allis today. It's an early afternoon speech. The rally is her 5th visit to Wisconsin this year, but first as a presidential candidate. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. The applicants include David Arrington, James Kendall, Patrick Melman, William Merritt, Jason Ottom, Julia Robinson, and Tamara Weber. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. The appointee will serve until the 2025 spring nonpartisan election. Former supervisor Brian Thomas resigned. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Allis today. A festival of flight is ongoing in Oshkosh. Lisa Hale has more.
AirVenture is underway at Whitman Field. Today is day two. And EAA communication specialist Drew Stefani said air shows will be a big draw for visitors.
As part of the air shows, the snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s.
By the way, admission for children 17 and younger is free at EAA this year, thanks to the Boeing Company.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great. Six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another box office record falls thanks to Twisters. The Twister sequel opened at number one at last week's box office, pulling in $80 million plus at the gate. It was the largest opening ever for a natural disaster film in America. Twisters is the third biggest opening of the year so far, behind Inside Out 2, which pulled in $155 million in its opening weekend, and Dune Part 2, which pulled in $82 million. As well as Twisters performed domestically, it underperformed overseas, pulling in about $42 million. That's still a lot of scratch. Neon Studios' surprise hit Long Legs continues to have long legs at the box office, pulling in almost $12 million and totaling $44 million in two weekends. The film cost less than $10 million to make. Other milestones reached include Despicable Me 4, which has now pulled in $260 million domestically, and Inside Out 2, which should pass $600 million at the domestic box office this week. It's sixth in theaters. So much for a summer slump. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you were a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pembleton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops storm the beaches at Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to the pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfits. Let's see if life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm or two possible. Our high 81 today with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm through about early afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.